This is the Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning BRIGHT Project. The BRIGHT Project presents the Work Ready Now audio program, a program that will shape your skills and attitude to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. Welcome back to the Work Ready Now audio program. In the last episode, we learned about why it is important to have a good marketing plan using the six P's: people, product or service, place, price, promotion, and production. How to write an appealing marketing plan and how to present it well to potential funders. Today, we are going to learn about how to use negotiation skills to negotiate a good price.
Good afternoon, Mr. Kailisa. I am Joseph and here is Silas. Thank you for meeting us.
Good afternoon. Please have a seat and feel welcome at my carpentry shop.
As you said on the phone earlier, we heard that you are selling your carpentry shop and you are interested in buying it with the equipment, tools and remaining raw materials. We would like to know how much you are selling it for.
My price for the shop, including the equipment, tools and remaining raw materials, is 3 million Rwandan francs.
We really like your carpentry shop, but 3 million Rwandan francs is too expensive.
Too expensive? Do you know that the best products are often expensive? Which price did you have in mind?
We were thinking of 1 million.
1 million? That is not even enough for buying the shop itself. That is too little. I even had two other customers who offered 1.8 million and I rejected their offers.
I understand that, but you need to realize that the equipment and tools we are buying from you are not new. We will need to repair some of them and that will cost us extra money.
The quality of my equipment, tools and raw materials is still good. You will check them out later when we finish this meeting.
That is great to hear. But you also need to take into consideration the current economic situation. With COVID-19, many businesses are not making a profit and not many people will be willing to take risks to start new businesses. In addition, you see how focused this young person is. Maybe you can consider it and accept our offer.
But if you are here today, it means you are interested in buying my business. I would go as low as 2 million.
Many businesses have closed because of the current economic situation. We want to buy your carpentry shop, but you need to lower your price. Let me tell you our situation. 2 million is still beyond our capacity. I'm afraid it does not fit our budget. What is your last price?
But I have already lowered my price. I told you I rejected two offers of 1.8 million. I really shouldn't sell below 2 million, but maybe, because of this young and motivated person, I will lower it to 1,500,000, but that would be my final price.
1,500,000 is within our budget. However, due to the pandemic, we are only able to pay half of that money now. We will pay the rest after 3 months.
Okay, fine. I accept that. I know how hard it is to pay upfront these days. And I really appreciated the behavior of this guy. Mr. Butera had told me about him, and I really like his attitude.
Great. I am glad we have reached an agreement, so 1,500,000 for the carpentry store and the equipment, tools and raw materials. We pay you half of it straight away, and the rest in 3 months' time. There are some final details to settle in the contract, and we will be ready.
Students, Mr. Joseph and Silas are negotiating with Kailisa to buy the carpentry shop. What are some of the things they are buying? If you say they are buying the carpentry shop, equipment, tools, and raw materials, you are right. What reasons did Mr. Joseph and Kalisa give for paying less money? Thank you, students. If you said that the equipment and tools may need repairs, you are right. The current COVID-19 situation is another reason. Mr. Joseph also asked Mr. Kalisa to consider that Silas is young and motivated. Students, Mr. Joseph and Silas have succeeded in negotiating for a favorable price to buy the carpentry shop. They also gave reasons why they could not pay Mr. Kalisa's first price. Students, what types of skills do you think are needed to successfully negotiate like Mr. Joseph and Silas did? Students, you may have mentioned many of the soft skills needed to reach an agreement when negotiating: communication, persuasion, planning, strategizing, and cooperating. Communication is essential. It includes nonverbal and verbal skills to express yourself in an engaging way. Active listening is equally important. Persuasion is critical, because you need to persuade the other side to accept your position or your view. You need to be clear and assertive. Planning helps you achieve the best possible result in negotiation because you go into it knowing what you want and how you might get there. Strategizing will help you understand the other party's interests and will help you make an offer that is more likely to be acceptable to the other party. Cooperating will help you in your effort to reach some form of compromise. You will need patience and adaptability. Let's bring our learning to real life. Try this activity with a partner. Imagine you are a tenant and your partner is a landlord. Role play a negotiation of rent amount. Afterwards, you should change roles. Students, Silas is going to buy Mr. Kalisa's carpentry shop. But do you know why Mr. Kalisa is selling his shop? Make sure you don't miss the next episode to find out. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in partnership with Akazikanoze Access, aka, and in close collaboration with Rwanda Polytechnic and the Rwanda Tibet Board.